I don't believe you. I'm happy to feel it in your life.
Yeah.
That's good, man. All right. Awesome, awesome. What time do I finish, man? Around 9:30. It's taking 45 minutes just to clear my throat. Oh, man. Boy, there's so many ways that I can start this. I think I want to start with a story. Would it be okay if I told you a story? So, a couple stories going through my mind. Number one, I showed up in Denver, and some weird guy starts waving at me at the gate to Idaho Falls, and it's Neil. And we spent about 2 hours. Thanks, man. We spent about 2 hours talking, and I got to tell you, I have never been as excited about a company as I am about this company. And I've been training network marketing companies for 24 years, just about. And the reason is I have seen companies exploding growth. I've seen a lot of companies get wiped out by what Neil and what Doug and what Rick were talking about, owners being greedy, screwing the companies up, not being loyal to the people that they were the leaders of, and it's amazing that the great successes and the great tragedies, I mean, really horrific stuff, like unbelievably great companies and then just terrible stuff. So, I want to tell you the story about Beachbody, because I worked with Beachbody over 10 years ago and was talking to the CEO of Beachbody every day because he hired me to help them to grow and explode the company. At the time, now you heard Neil say yesterday, you're going to this month hopefully hit 10,000 distributors. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if you really understand what that means. Okay, I don't know if you really get what that means. You are on the verge of something unprecedented. What Neil said to me, Neil and I know all of these people in the industry that know all the trends and all the things that are going on in the industry right now. And one of his experts said to him, it's amazing what you're doing with the meeting. It's amazing what you're doing with a meeting. Everybody else is having to go offshore to find a way to grow. Everybody's going to Asia. Everybody's going everywhere else. But this expert, and I know this expert because I've worked with him before, he's a friend of Neil's, he said, your company here is having incredible growth. The first call I got about this company 6 months ago was, MJ, you can't believe this company. It started 2 years ago. We've kept it under wraps. We've grown slowly. And every single month we've grown. Every single month we've grown. Repeat after me.
Every single month we've grown.
Again.
Every single month we've grown.
Every single month we've grown.
Every single month we've grown.
Nobody does that. Nobody does that organically unless you've got a real solid deal, right? Unless you've got really great products. What most network marketing companies do is they get all the people together, guys that know how to get tons of people together, and then they go make a product because they want to sell something to make money. This is completely the opposite, Rick. Yes or yes?
Yes.
It's completely opposite, right? Make products to help people, now you have organic growth. So I'm talking to Geichler, and Geichler says to me, he says, I'm getting really excited, MJ, because we just hit 25,000 distributors this week. That's what he said to me 10 years ago. He said 25,000 distributors, and I had no idea what that meant. And he said, we're getting ready to explode. And he said, I've been waiting for years to have this happen. right? Because he did P90X. He sold $500 million of Beachbody stuff with P90X on TV. Everybody remember Tony Horton? Right? Third most successful infomercial in the world, P90X. But he wanted a distribution network. 35,000. I remember the week when Geico said to me, we get 25,000 to 30,000. I'm so excited. You know what happened the next 6 years?
Nothing.
265,000 distributors. They went to $1.25 billion. All of the founders, all of the co-founders in the company were making a lot of money because everybody came in under the 25,000. Are you getting this? You are at the top. You're at the top. This is Hanway in 1959. This is Ada, Michigan. It's Ada, Michigan in 1959, and Jay Van Andel and Rich DeVos are putting a sign up in the middle of the night. The American Way Corporation. That's what this is. That's what this is. So, man, I feel like we're going to say, do you remember when we were in Idaho Falls?
Yeah.
And we're going to say, do you remember we had that little tiny room? I was thinking last night, I said the thing. I said, we're going to remember when we were at Grandpa's barbecue. And we all had that remember when we had that barbecue? And we're going to be saying, can you believe we just built the Charlotte Civic Center with 25,000 people? Because that's where this is going. Because here's what I believe. I believe this in my heart. These three guys are not so loud. They just did. Yes?
Yes,
yes. Yeah? Yes or yes? They will not sell you out. And I don't know anybody else that I can say that about in the industry. If they can explode to 200,000 distributors, I can't tell you what will happen. But I believe, see, because this is something I said to you in Vegas. This is very important. Do not miss it. For you, this is about love. Can I get a This is about love. This is about caring about people. My mother, God rest her soul, has been gone a long time now. She had such horrible pain in her spine. She had rheumatoid arthritis. She had an amputation. I used to pray, I used to meditate and pray for her to ease her pain. I used to take her to a pain clinic. I had nothing like this to offer her. I had no, all I could do was pray for her and take her to her doctors. They just gave her more and more steroids and more stuff. And it never seemed to help her. You know? I had no way to say, here, try this. I heard about this. Rub this on. Spray this in. I mean, I'm at a loss. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing what you can do for people. And I've figured it out myself. When I left Vegas, I turned to the beautiful mommy and I said, what do you think of these products? And I told Neil, I said, I have both my fingers crossed. Because I can tell you, I haven't seen my wife who studied natural healing for 30 years. I would go to a convention and they would send me all these products. And we get the box. They send the products for free. And my wife would open up the box from network marketing companies you would know all the names of. And she'd look at them and she'd go, well, we're not eating this. This is garbage. We're not that blows the soil. We're not eating that. That's got 44 grams of sugar in it. We're not eating that. Right? She would throw all the stuff away. She wouldn't even let us take it. So we get on the plane and I said, She spent 2 days in Neil and Rick and Doug's indoctrination camp. And I'm sold! Right? I got my credit cards out, baby, let's do it! But I said, so what do you think of the products? And she goes, oh, I think they're awesome. Can I order a bunch of them? I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Is that because she goes, ah, it's a bunch of garbage and the pages and the. And she says that. I'm cooked. I don't know. I'm not the product guy in our house. I'm the motivation guy. I just have the mouth. She's the brain. Right? So I want you to get it. And I got to tell you another story. I don't know. Yeah, I think Neil will like this story. Everybody else sends me products, right? They send me products. So Neil and Claire and Kyle and I were working together. We're having Zooms. We're putting everything together before the conference. And Neil goes, so, are you on a product yet? And everybody always sends me the products, right? I said, I just bought my first bottle of Cell Defender. He goes, good, about time. Right? I want you to get something. Don't miss this. A lot of you are giving this stuff away for free. Neil didn't give it away for free. Neil made me pay $69 retail plus shipping for the product. And he expected me to buy it. Superman. We protect the sinners at all costs. These guys will not sell you out. If you start to get how big this is, I'm telling you, some of you are going to be really, really happy that you got into this company and you did this. You're going to be really, really happy. What did Dave Johnson say? I'm glad I did. I want you to say, a year, two, 3 years from now, I'm glad I did. Everybody say, I'm glad I did.
I'm glad I did.
Are you helping people?
We're helping
people. Are you loving people?
I'm
glad I am. Okay. You said that I am? I'm glad I am. I love it. Anybody want to do more?
Yeah.
That wasn't 100%. Wasn't 100%. So I'm going to talk to you about unlocking the secret to motivation. Anybody want to know how to motivate yourself?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
All right, let's go. How to get yourself to do the things you want to do. How many of you have things that you want to do, that you think you want to do, that you want to get action on, but you can't do it? Raise your hand and say yes, MJ.
Yes. Yes.
All right. You know what? If we could do all the things that we wanted to do, we would feel accomplished. We would feel happy, we would feel satisfied, yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Because one of the most disappointing things for us is to feel like we are not accomplishing things, we are not taking action, and we're not making things happen. Earl Nightingale said that the thing that human beings love is they love to accomplish things. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He said there is great satisfaction in accomplishing things and getting things done. Is that thing bothering you? Bothering me. Do you all hear me now?
Yes.
No? I need it.
Better with the speaker. Better back here.
All right. Stand the metal. Don't care. Give me a chair back here. Check one, two. Okay. All right. No, that's all right. I'll do this. Can we get the Apple 3 for me? Yeah. Yeah. That is the right way. Yes. Okay, thank you. What if you could get yourself to do what you know you need to do? What if you could rank up to silver, gold, sapphire, ruby, emerald, diamond. Anybody want to be any of those?
Yep.
Yes or yes?
Yes.
How many of you want to work out consistently, be a better partner, have time and money freedom, travel to exotic places? Anybody want to travel?
Yeah.
Boy, I hear that one a lot. I want money to travel. Help my teammates to rank up. Anybody want to help your people?
Yeah.
That's good. More quality time with family and friends. How many of you want to recreate, hike, dance, hobbies, water sports? Thank you, sir. Lose weight, get slender. Anybody want to get clean? Say clean.
Clean.
Clean. Attract a great mate. Experience more love. Live the way you choose. You want to do these things? That's what we're going to work on today and in
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you believe in me? Yes. Do you believe in the products, the comp plan, and the company?
Yes.
Best I've ever seen. Best I've ever seen. Tony Abeda. You've seen him. Tony Abeda said to me, friends don't let friends drive binaries. Don't get a crony compensation plan. You love the company, you love the products. You heard Neil. Sometimes they make 30,000, sometimes they make 8,000. You know why? The plan is designed to screw with you. It's designed to mess around so they can play games. Right? You finally found, what did Neil say? This is the company that network marketers come to retire to. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Yeah. Wow. Look at this. I have more energy. I've got no pain. I've got a better quality of life. I love the comp plan. Products shipped on time. We order our products, got them 4 days later. I ordered stuff from another network marketing company. I said to Bonnie after 3.5 weeks, when are those oils going to come in? 3.5 weeks. How many of you love natural healing products?
Yeah.
How many of you have been using them for years and years and years? Imagine if for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years, somebody had been giving you commissions on all the natural products that you used and you recommended. But now you have products that will be yours exclusively. And you won't get sold out, so you can set up your own networks and have your own distribution network, and these guys take care of all of that heavy lifting for you. Tell me one thing you gotta do. What's that? You gotta talk to people. You're the marketing arm. Gotta remember, you are the marketing arm of this company. And if you believe in the products and you believe in the comp plan, and you believe that you can help people and even save people's lives, how many people should you be talking to?
Everybody.
You should be talking to everyone. How many times a day?
As many as you can.
Tony the Banner Fish says a lot. You should be talking to a lot. If you believed in a meeting, would you talk to 100 people per day? You can't talk to 100 people per day. Should you? Is it worth it? Okay, 100's a lot. But if you believe, you would talk, and you would talk, and you would talk. Yes or yes?
Yes.
See, one of the things you've got to understand is you're looking for people that are looking for you. Say that with me. I'm looking for people that are looking for me. Again, I'm looking for people that are looking for me. Somebody that's... Brianna and I were talking last night. We said, you know what? If they've got a closed mind, they got a closed mind. We don't want to talk to them. I mean, we'll be nice to them, but if they're going to give us resistance, I would much rather talk to somebody who is excited, wants some help, got some pain, wants to change. The most important thing that you can do is to have an open mind for change. Right? Success is all about your willingness to accept new ideas. Everybody say new ideas.
New ideas.
Success is all about your willingness to accept new ideas. Motivation comes from the inside of an individual. It's deeply personal. It's deeply personal. No external force can last. If you are looking for your motivation from me, or from Neil, or from Doug, or from your upline, you're looking for it in the wrong place. Your motivation is deeply personal to you. And one of the things that we teach you in the Mental Success Tracks process, which you'll all get a chance to be a part of, is you'll be able to become your own mental coach. Everybody say, own mental coach.
Own mental coach.
When you become your own mental coach, you understand that the motivation must come from you, and it must be your motivation. I cannot live your dream. I cannot be excited about your dream. I cannot do it for you. Neil cannot do it for you. The company cannot do it for you. You must do it for yourself. You must understand, if you want it, then you've got to find it inside of yourself, because you are in your own business. Everybody say, my own business.
My own business.
Now, they're going to help you with the shipping. They're going to help you with great products. That's all done. Could you imagine having to invent the product, package the product, and ship the product? I mean, you can imagine it, and you can imagine it would be very difficult to do. Yes or yes?
Yes.
But she said if she had to do it, she would hire this team. So you're hiring the team to set up your own national distribution, your own network of natural healing products. Yes or yes?
Yes.
You can offer that to anybody. Now, a lot of you are talking about products, and I love you talking about products to people, because the products are changing lives. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay? But the other thing you can do is you can offer people a business. You can offer them a business where they can set up their own natural products distribution network. And they're proprietary products. And you are protected. They're not going to be able to go around you. I was at General Mills. I was doing some work for one of our General Mills. I took out Plus Energy. I took out Plus Energy. I showed Plus Energy to the head of HR. And I said, take this Plus Energy. You'll love this. He took it. He said, wow, that's amazing. The focus, the energy, we'd all been working all day long. And he looks at the bottle and he goes, I'm going to have to find this stuff on Amazon. And my friend Corey and I smiled at each other. Okay? We wouldn't say to him, well, you can't. And we weren't there to talk about natural healing products. We were helping them with a podcast. Right? So, but that's what people think. People think they're going to be able to go around you. Because I'll just cut these guys out. And I'll just get the natural healing products I want. But that's not going to happen here. They're going to protect you. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
I believe that, and you can grow big that way. Alright? It's thrilling, stupendous, and joyful. Everybody say, thrilling, stupendous, and joyful. We're only doing it for having fun. Anybody want to have fun?
Yeah.
I just want to have fun. I just want to live it up. I'm not doing it anymore because it's not fun. My son comes to me with ideas, and we're business partners. I'm like, if it's not going to be fun, I'm not going to do it. I'm not interested. But man, what did Dave Johnson say? It's easy to do things that are... It's fun to make phone calls to people that are excited about changing. Yes or yes?
Yes.
It's time to take responsibility for your own being business. It's your business. No one else is going to make the phone calls. No one else is going to send the text messages. No one else is going to do it for you. It's up to you to do it. Is this making sense?
Yes.
When is the best time to succeed?
Now.
That was a good answer. I like that. That was good. You're on point. The best time to succeed is now. Some of you got a lot of trash about all the stuff that's happened to you in the past. You got to rip the rearview mirror out. You got to look through the windshield. And you got to say, our best days are ahead of us. Everybody say, our best days are ahead of us. You are just one click away from changing your life. You're one click away from changing your life. I love it. Your desire is the bridge between where you are and where you want to go. Your desire. Everybody say desire.
Desire.
Okay. You've got to start figuring out what you desire, what your destination is, where you want to head, what you want to have in your life, what you want to be, do, or have. What you want to be, do, or have. It's up to you. It's got to be your dream. Okay? What do you really want? Most people in America, if you say to them, what do you want? Tell me three things that you desire. They can barely give you one. Does that make sense?
Yep.
People are following the followers. Guess who said that? Earl Nightingale said that in 1956. He said, people are followers are following the followers. Not that they're not leading, they're just following the followers and they're doing what other people are doing and saying. But you gotta understand something. You're on the leading edge. You're on the leading edge. Look at those testimonials. I sat in Vegas watching testimonial after testimonial after testimonial. And if that wasn't enough, then people are coming up to me in the hallway. Oh, MJ, I had 49 tumors in my body. Help me!
I can't even do that dance. Yeah, what was that?
That was awesome. What do you really want? Taking action. Look, in order for you to get yourself into action, you have to know what you want. If you're taking notes, write that down. In order for you to get yourself into action, the only way I can motivate myself to do the things that I want to do is that what I've got to do is I've got to think about what I want and where I want to go. And then I realize that picking up my phone and using my phone will help me to get to where I want to go. The phone is the greatest tool, it's one of the greatest marketing tools, and one of the greatest business tools ever. It is. I mean, you could do it without a phone. You could do it with seminars and word of mouth and personal relationships. You can do this. How many people do we have here today, approximately, Michael? 125 people. There's 125 unique ways to build your VE business. Get ready for this. This is very important, what I'm about to say. Each one of you has an individual plan inside of you that will be revealed to you if you'll just listen. There is an idea for you. There is an idea for you to take your Avini business to literally to diamond and beyond. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Why do you have five senses? So you can savor, enjoy, revel, and delight in this amazing world that God created for us. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Man, it's amazing. It's amazing stuff. Reaching for more pulls the life force through you. Wanting more develops you as a person. Reaching the destination doesn't necessarily satisfy you. Have you ever won the big championship? Did you ever get the award? Right? You graduated 4 years? Wow! I got it! Now what? I remember when I was the sixth largest dealer in the United States with a company I had a franchise with, I had a license with as a dealer. And out of 500 dealers, I was the sixth largest dealer. And I went to the award ceremony. And I was so excited, and they gave me a ring, and they put another diamond in my ring for all the units I sold, and I was the sixth largest dealer, and I got my award, and nobody really wanted to talk to me. I thought everybody would want to have little seminars with me. How'd you do it, MJ? How'd you become the sixth largest dealer? By the way, becoming the sixth largest dealer was my goal for 4 years. And I wrote it down and looked at the goal every day for 4 years. I wanted to be a top 10 dealer. And I wrote it down every day and looked at it. And eventually, it happened. Because you become what you think about. Repeat after me. I become what I think about.
I become what I think about.
And some of you got to get a little clearer about your dream. So Some of you got to get a little clearer about your destination and get excited. Some of you need to start dreaming again. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Short term and long term. But what's more important than reaching the destination is that it develops you as a person. Wayne Dyer said, he said he would not sign on to The Secret. He would not sign on to The Secret because it was all about getting things that you, it was about getting things and manifesting things. And he said, and I believe that the real success is about in who you become. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. And then if you have all the great things, you have the, you know, a lot of you just want the freedom to be able to be you. A lot of you just want to be able to travel, have a retirement, and just enjoy and give back to the world. Yes or yes?
Yes.
I hear this over and over again. This is not a greed-motivated company. Would you agree?
Right.
You're not motivated by greed. You're motivated by helping people. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Over and over again I hear it. And would you also be okay with making $20,000 a month? I'd recommend it. It's easier. Plus, you get paid a lot in this company, don't you?
Yeah.
Last you heard. I want to talk about this concept for a minute. This is very important. You have to understand that out of 8 billion people that are in the world, that the only one that you need to satisfy is you. Now you might say, well, I want to help people, I want to make a difference, and I want to be there for my family and friends and my community. I totally agree. I'm not saying be selfish, but I'm saying that really when it comes down to it, you know, for years, I was looking for a person that maybe would say to me, I'm proud of you, MJ. You did a great job. You wrote a great book. You sold 300,000 copies. You're a success. I wrote a book about my family. It's a 60,000 word book about my family. It's called The Durkins, The Story of a Catholic Family. I wrote about some of my relatives in the book. I wrote some beautiful things about some of my cousins' parents. I wrote about one of my aunt June, who was a phenomenal lady, and her name was Dr. June Johnson, and she was awesome, and she got divorced in the late 60s, very unusual for that to happen back then, and she was a great lady, and I wrote some amazing things about her in the book, and I said to my cousin Ann, my cousin Ann wrote to me, and she said, I liked your book. It was well written. So I thought maybe I'd try to get a little more of a compliment, right? I said, yeah. One of those, uh-oh. That's good. She knows I know what this, right? I said, did you like the things I said about your mother? I'm telling you, I mean, I really crushed it. And she wrote back, as I said, it was well written. Now let me tell you what I found out about that book. What I found out about that book was I wrote it for myself. That is my legacy to my parents and to my great family. And I put it in writing and it's here forever now. Right? And I did it for me. And I have the satisfaction that I did it. Because really, they really didn't get how great it was. Because it was a great looking book. And it was really well written. That's the review. That's the review. Can I tell you something? You are the ownership of your joy. Bonnie and I have a joke all the time. She'll say, honey, you don't make me happy, but you're my happiness enhancer. Right? We put that in our vows. I vow to be her happiness enhancer. Right? Because I love doing things for her, and I love seeing her smile, and I love helping her. And she says, you're always enhancing my happiness. And we always laugh and say, If you ever, if you said to anybody, can people outside of you make you happy, what would you all say? Instantly people go, oh, I know people outside of you don't make me happy. Oh, I totally get that. Great. Is there anybody that's upsetting you right now in your life? Oh yeah, I got lots of people that are making me sad. You see how that doesn't confuse? If someone outside of you can't make you happy, then that also means someone outside of you cannot make you sad. Right? I got a couple of adult children that are not doing what I want them to do. They are not following my plan for them. And quite frankly, some of them are in a lot of trouble. I've got a stepson who's a drug addict, and he's on the streets of Denver. And fentanyl is his drug of choice. Now, you have to understand something. People say to me, and MJ, you say that you're the happiest you've ever been? I'm the happiest that I've ever been, because if I need circumstances outside of me to be a certain way, then I got a big problem. I'll never be able to be joyful. I'll never be able to be happy. If it has to be something outside of me, it has to be a certain way. If he has to do what I want him to do in order for me and my wife to be happy, then I got a big problem. I am the ownership of my mind, my emotions, and my actions. And my joy,
hallelujah,
and my freedom, and my growth are internal to me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So, what I want to say to you is, when you leave here today, nobody's going to monitor whether you get your phone out tomorrow or on Monday and start calling people to talk to them about a meeting. Nobody's going to check. Nobody's going to say, hey, Heather, you working? Nobody's going to say, Roger, you making phone calls? You talking to the people? Nobody's going to say, Kendall, are you doing it? Donnell, are you doing it? Actually, she'd be doing it. Right? Kelly, are you doing it? Right? Nobody's going to be chasing you down. You got to understand, you stand up in your own business. It's your business. It's not, oh, I wonder what everybody else is doing. I wonder if anybody else is working. You have to look in the mirror yourself. And you have to say, am I talking to enough people? Do I really believe? Because I'll tell you, nobody's coming to save you. There's another point. Dave, what was your phrase about, I want to say what? I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. What was the other counter phrase? I wish I would have. Boy, I just had a sinister thought. If you love what you do, you can do lots of it. Dave Johnson quote, if you love what you do. Also, if this company goes to 250,000 distributors, they could have all been under you. So I hope you don't have to say, oops, I really should have done that, boy. I was really, Victor Hugo said that success was about being in the right place at the right time. He said, nothing is as powerful as it is as an idea whose time has come. Do you think Avini's time has come?
Yep.
I do. He said, I've fallen and I can't get up. All right, here's the statistic that Gartner Group put out last week, that by 2030, 3 billion of the 8 billion people will be of retirement age. By 2030, 3 billion of the 8 billion will be at retirement age. Is there ever a better time to sell natural healing products for people that need them? Boy, they need them. Hey, have you noticed? Nobody wants to hear your story about Cell Defender or Plus Relief until they're in pain. Never noticed that? Yes or yes?
Yeah.
I go up to my buddy the other day and I said, I heard you have back pain. I said, here, here's cobra venom. I said, it's $80. Bonnie's like, you're taking my cobra venom? Leave my cobra venom home. This is what he said to me. He goes, I'm hurting so badly, I'll try anything. I'm hurting so... I call another friend of mine. My friend says, what were you doing in Vegas? I said, Bonnie and I were with a natural healing product company. He goes, oh, can they do anything for my chronic fatigue? He took the cash out of his wallet and gave it to me for self-defense. I gotta tell you, this is easy. It's easy and fun, but you have to talk to people. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Is this making sense?
Yeah.
Do you want more?
Yeah.
A couple more minutes. Alright, let's go through here. Daily formula for success. 10 by 2 by 1. Repeat. 10 by 2 by 1.
10 by 2 by 1.
Repeat after me. 10 by 2 by 1.
10 by 2 by 1.
Helps with explicit instructions. Very good. Yeah. All right. Mentally, don't screw up my formula. 10 by 2 by 1. I've seen that. I've run this play in other companies. This play works. 10 by 2 by 1. Talk to 10 people. Talk to 10 people per day. Sign up 2 customers per day. Get 1 distributor per day, and if you only half that, we have a pretty good month. Yeah. I think that your products are so good, all of you should be doing $20,000 a month just in product sales. And I'm going to show you in the next 5 minutes how to do that. Anybody want to do that? Talk to 10 people a day. My conversations with the BD people tell me one thing. You're just not reaching out enough. Is it true confessions time? If you're not reaching out enough, say, Okay. So remember, it's your business. It's not these guys up here. It's your business. 10 conversations, 2 customers, 1 distributor. Want to know how to get people to sign up? 5 magic words. 5 magic words. Can I make a recommendation? Thane, how's that been working for you? Can I make a recommendation? I'd highly recommend you get started. By the way, you don't have to build a business with me. You can use the products. You can become a distributor. You can get a good discount. You can mention it to your... We're not saying everybody is going to do this. Now, the formula I'm showing you right now is for Ray Shulman, who wants to be a diamond and above. And he already knows this. We talked about this last week, right? He can physically talk to 10 people a day if he has an assistant to do all of his follow-ups. Right?
But keep
on talking. Yeah. 10 conversations a day. What should your conversation be? What should you say to people? Yeah, but first you gotta get something started. See, a lot of you don't know how to start, right? I was doing a mental success tracks training, and a lovely gal named Bonita said to me, she said, I'm a horse trainer, and she said, and I'm like a horse whisperer. And I talk to 5 people a day about their horses. And she goes, and she said, I just wish they would bring up a meeting. This is what she said. You were on the call, right? Thing? Yeah. Yeah, I just wish they would bring up a meeting. So I said to her, well, how are they going to magically know that they should bring up a meeting if you're talking to them about their horses? So I closed my eyes, I did a little download, and I said, hey, Bonita, what if you said this? What if you said when they called you and they said, I need help with my horse, what if you said, let me tell you how I work. I have a holistic approach to working with people. I can work with your horse, and I have all kinds of things that I can do with your horse. Tony was on the call too, right? I have all kinds of things I can do with your horse. to make your horse feel better, run better, be more disciplined, all the problems that the horse might have. But let me tell you, I found holistically it's better to work with the rider or the owner, because if the horse has problems, usually the owner or the rider is having issues as well. And she goes, ooh, I like that. And then you say, and I represent a company that has proprietary natural healing products, and I integrate those products into my horse training practice. Is it, do I have your permission to bring the two modalities together and talk to you about both so you have a holistic, integrated solution? And what will they say? She'd say, I couldn't imagine anybody would say, no, I don't want to do that. Some of you start understanding that you can make good recommendations. All you have to do is ask people what's new. How many people do you have in your phone? How many people are in your phone? Do you know? Does anybody know how to find out how many people you have in your phone?
If you have an iPhone, you have an Android, I can't help you. It's not my fault you have the wrong phone.
No offense. I also, no offense intended. That was very offensive. It's bad when I start laughing at my own jokes. If you go to your contacts, and you hit, and in the upper left-hand corner it says list, hit list. What does that show you? Does that show you how many are on your phone? How many, Kendall? How many do you have? 502. Dennis has 1,300. I have 3,200. Give me a couple more.
1,470.
3,376. How much? 273. 5,500. 5,548. Okay, now listen to me. I don't know why there's a T in the word listen. Okay? I never tire of that joke, right? You have 940? Okay. Imagine, okay, 10 times a day, just send a message and say, hi, hope you're well. It's been a while since we've talked. What's new? I've got some cool new projects I'm working on. I'd love to talk and connect with you. Talk soon. Sincerely, NJ. Send a text. Leave a voice message. 10 times a day. If they call you back and you talk, what's the first thing you say to them?
Hello.
You say, what's new? What's new with you? What's going on with you? What's new? They're going to tell you what's new. What are they going to say to you? They're going to say, what's new with you? You're going to say, kids are great. I got this going on. Oh, and I'm also representing a natural healing company that has proprietary products that have changed my life. I'm doing this with it. And then somebody's going to go, do you have anything for chronic fatigue? I've already tested this. It works with my own friends, and I'm a retail paying customer. I'm not even a distributor. Yeah. No, you can't. Neil's got me all wrapped up. Right? I'm gonna start giving you the verbiage that you're gonna need. Right? I've gotten a lot of benefit from a natural and holistic healing from these healing products. I partnered with a natural healing company. Fane and I came up with this on a call 2 weeks ago. I partnered with a natural healing company that makes proprietary products. I'm setting up a nationwide network where people can get access to these products and get a referral. Say this to every single person you know in the healthcare field. All of the massage therapists you know, acupuncturists, reflexologists, nutritionists, chiropractors, and go to them and say, Now, I'm not just don't want you to sell products out of your place. Let me show you how to get three more chiropractors under you. Doug Dickey and I were talking about this yesterday. I had the same thought 2 weeks ago. Don't go to the doctor and say, sell products at your chiropractic office. Say, let's get three chiropractors under you, and let's get you making $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 a month. Because you have a nationwide network where people can get your products. Are you getting, see, this is a lot bigger than just selling products one-on-one. That's the key, right? Yeah. And we're going to be working with this. This company is getting ready to explode. I want you sharing your messages with people. When you come up with a good, Fagan had a great message that he did, a reconnect message. I sent to a bunch of people. Right? You got to start sharing the things with each other that are working. You got to share them with your team. I'm going to say something very important to you right now. Your team does not know how to start conversations with people. They don't know how to do this. They literally do not know how to do this. They sit there and they look at their phone, they get an email from a meeting, they go, I love the products, they've saved my life. And they sit there and they go, I wish somebody would mention a meeting to me today. And if they did, boy, would I talk about it. Yeah. Wow. Very, very powerful. Daily formula for success. 10 by 2 by 1. And here's how you make the recommendation. Can I make a recommendation? I'd highly recommend you start with one of our packs. I'd highly recommend you start with Self Defender. Repeat after me. Can I make a recommendation? No, say it more whiny, like this. Say it more whiny. Can I make a recommendation? Go ahead. That's good. I never heard that before. That was very good. I like that. Now, why do you say it like, just listen to my voice for a second. Can I make a recommendation? Do I sound like I'm trying to get you to buy something?
Yeah,
no, thank you. A couple of resistant people back there.
Yes, you are trying to sell me something that I'm not buying.
Can I make a recommendation? Watch this. You have to bypass the conscious mind. The conscious mind says, no, I'm not buying anything. It won't go into the subconscious mind because it's been trained not to buy. You walk into a store, you absolutely want to get one thing, you walk in the store, somebody goes, can I help you? You say, you've been taught to say, just looking. It's an automatic response of your conscious mind to not buy. And you're there to buy. That's how strong that is. You're there to buy, and you say, nope, don't need any help, I'm just looking. Can I make a recommendation like this? Can I make a recommendation? It bypasses the conscious mind, and here's what people say. They go, oh, they go, yes. They go, they'll say, I was hoping you would, right? If you're in person, you say, can I make a recommendation? A lot of you are having a hard time not nodding with me right now. Can I make a recommendation? Now, let me tell you why I'm a little whiny. I don't sound threatening. The conscious mind goes, he doesn't sound threatening. If I go, can I make a recommendation? Oh, it's going to try to close me. I say, can I make a recommendation? I've sold millions of dollars worth of programs saying, can I make a recommendation? And it will work. Quick story as we end. There was a prince in the kingdom. The prince was deeply hurt, deeply wounded, because he had a deformity. His back was crippled. He could not stand up straight. He was hunched over. He couldn't stand up to even the lowliest of his subjects. And he wanted to be a prince that could be admired, but he felt horrible about this deformity. He had immense mental suffering. So he commissioned a sculptor to come in and sculpt a statue. He said, I want you to make a statue of my exact likeness, but I have one request. I would request that you make the statue of me as strong and standing straight. And so the sculptor worked on it for many months and made an exact replica of the prince. And one of the courtiers said, it's a gorgeous statue. Put it out near the gate where all of the subjects, all of the people in the kingdom can see it. And the prince said, no. He said, put it in my garden where only I can see it. And for many months and many years, the prince would go out morning, noon, and night, and he would look at the statue. And after months, actually, after many years, all of a sudden, people in the kingdom were starting to say things like, is it my imagination or is the prince standing taller? Is it my imagination or seems like he's looking us straight in the eye? The prince seems to be carrying himself in a different way. And one day the prince came into the garden and looked at the statue and realized that in fact his back was completely straight and he had the noble character and the noble stature that he had always worn. You see, you become what you think about. You become what you focus on. If you want to become a diamond, you can become a diamond. But three times a day, you got to write it down. You got to look at it on your fridge. That's why the fridge works. Right? That's why the cards work. That's why the audios work. Okay? Look at it. Look at it. The mind will create it, send it to your subconscious mind, and then, quite frankly, the infinite will help you to get there. We're going to take an amazing journey together. Thanks so much. Amazing event. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. I know you have questions, so please get with the person who shared this information with you and get all of your questions answered. We invite you to join the Avini family to make a difference through natural healing.